This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now for the Rangers Player Show with the pregame coming up at 6:30 and the first pitch at 7 o'clock. The Player Show brought to you by Globe Life for over 125 years. Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Yeah, our guest is a World Series champion. He was with the Rangers, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, came back this winter. He was a great Sunday, got the save as the Rangers swept the White Sox. Luke Jackson with you here once again on The Fan. And a good evening, sir. How the heck are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful. You know, a four-game winning streak will do that here for sports fans. Now, when you were on that hill Sunday, were you thinking, man, I got to get this done and get us back to even? Was that even in your mind at all?
Record is something that I don't think many of us look at till it comes crunch time. So it's more of just win today and worry about tomorrow after when you finish this game. So I was just kind of going out there and hoping it was a quick one, give everyone a sigh of relief.
Well, thanks for doing it for us, man. It was quite a relief. But what's it like being on this pitching staff right now with all these wins? And it looks like you guys are having a lot of fun, a lot of success together.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking a little bit of time, but we're gelling together and vibing. I mean, with the starters going down recently, I think the bond gets a little stronger because you're in there a lot more and everyone's kind of on high alert. But boys are doing great, and it's a fun bunch.
Were you dabbling in the pickle juice along with Kumar Rocker?
I was actually just talking to him about it. We're going to just quantify it as the pickle juice game. We're gonna all take pickle juice shots tomorrow.
how common is the pickle juice? Like, is that ever something you've had to?
I've actually never seen it. That was the first for me, honestly.
Wow, dude. Well, I knew on Father's Day you were gonna get the job done. You're too good of a dad to take an L on Father's Day.
My wife told me that. I said, "Oh boy, this isn't going to be good."
Well, you were showing us when we talked with you in spring training, like all your different gloves, and your son had made one for you. Have you figured out a favorite glove yet this year?
Yeah, I actually was playing catch with it today. It says Great White Shark on it, and I realized it's probably not the gamer. So I just got one with their names on it. But one day I'll have to whip out the Great White Shark, and there's a crocodile glove too that he just put his two favorite animals on there.
So kids can design the gloves and then you send them off somewhere to get all done up with their art? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, they like every off season you kind of get like a form to fill out. I've been with Wilson now for, 15 years. So I've just kind of known those guys, and every January you kind of fill your gloves and you get them in spring training. And this year I just let him do whatever he wanted because I kind of use the same glove for a couple years in a row. I just make two a year. pass them down or give them out as just gifts to people. But yeah, he made two this year because he's kind of fallen in love with baseball a little bit.
Hey, Luke, Jarrett Sandler told us you spent time in London, right? You lived in over.
Yeah.
Overseas. I was going to ask you this: is where does the proper full English breakfast fall on your list?
Oh my gosh, it's so low. I cannot stand English breakfast. Who wants beans?
Heinz beans. I was wondering where that is. That or the blood pudding? Which one is the more offsetting?
Both of those I cannot stand, honestly. But there is a really good, the Breakfast Club is a really good breakfast spot in downtown London that does an American style breakfast that I highly recommend.
Okay, so are there any foods that you really miss from London? Like, they're doing baked potatoes.
London, you know what? Every time I'm in London, I gravitate towards Indian food. I love spicy food.
There you go.
Some of the best Indian food there. So I dive that area.
Luke Jackson with us. So how often are you back in London? How much time did you spend there in your childhood?
Quite a bit. Kind of the first off season. I mean, the first month of every off season, I would go see my dad there because he'd be over there working. But since COVID, a lot less. And I had kids, and so I haven't been over there in quite some time. I think the most recent time was, I think we went in 2020, right before COVID, I think. Yeah, right before like it all shut down and got crazy was the last time I went. But he doesn't do a lot of, he still goes over there, but not as much as he used to. So nowadays it's more of family trips in the States to keep all the kids close.
Now, I'm known as the soccer guy here in DFW media. Ooh. So I have to ask you, you know, if you participated in that part of London culture, to what extent?
Oh, I think that's my real gravitation towards the London culture is soccer life. Cause I grew up as a soccer player, and my dad, when he first went over there, somehow he got lured into being a West Ham United fan. So I'm a hammer. A hammer for life, unfortunately.
Well, I've also been known to blow a bubble or two in my day.
Okay, I love that.
Bubbles.
It is a fun thing. I think a lot of American fans have been attracted to in one way. So is that your team as well, Luke?
Yes, unfortunately.
Did you pick up an accent?
We're just out here avoiding relegation every year.
Did you pick up an accent when you were growing up out there?
No, I wish I did. That'd be real cool.
It would be. What about the teeth of the people out there?
I don't even know if we should go down this route. Get some hate mail.
We don't want that, Luke.
Yeah, no. We don't. No hate mail.
Luke Jackson.
I already get enough of that.
I mean, but you're bringing so much fun. Tell us about your philosophy on bringing this fun. Has that always come natural to you? And what are your keys for setting the vibes?
The season is so long and such a grind. And
this podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
There's so many ups and downs that I've always just kind of been like, you know, I'm going to enjoy coming to the field every day because I like it. I like it. I really enjoy baseball and enjoy sports. And I don't know if that's just my energy I bring. Just I like being here. You know what I mean? I like showing up with the guys, whether it's good, bad, and different. I try to just kind of head above water and 2 feet in a heartbeat and just keep going.
So you're also a South Florida guy. Are you pumped about your Florida Panthers?
Oh, man. So I was a Florida Panther when we were the worst team in history for about 15 consecutive years. So it is really cool. And I'm not even there in the offseason to get to watch them. So just rooting on the boys before. Our bullpen coach is actually a diehard Toronto Maple Leafs fan, so that was a lot of fun to do while that was going on. Just watching them choke again for the 25th consecutive year.
Well, I mean, gosh, our stars, 3 straight years losing the Western Conference Finals. Did you get any Stars fever?
You know what? I was cheering on the Stars because I really wanted to go to a game. We were hoping they just kept surviving. It would be a sweet Stanley Cup if they were in it with my Panthers.
What do you think the Stars need to do to get to this level? Because watching this finals, it's clear we're just not quite there.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't want to say you guys need a new goalie, but you might need a new goalie.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of the it's like the bullpen gets all, like, when you lose a game, it all goes down to the bullpen. And when you lose a game in hockey, it all goes down to the goalie. Like, right now, like, subbing out a goalie with Edmonton, and Bob's just doing it for the Panthers right now. And, I don't know. To be honest with you, the only reason I absolutely love hockey, the boys just die for each other out there on the ice. If he's fighting, I'm fighting type thing.
Would you be a bad sport shaking hands at the end of all that, though? Would you be that guy?
I would never. The only thing is I don't get how they do that.
I don't either. Yeah. I really don't either.
I don't understand. That one doesn't cross my mind how that's possible.
Yeah, I could not imagine walking across the field after, like, the World Series and having to shake those guys' hands.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No chance.
Did you ever get involved in any of those benches clearing brawls? Like, would you be somebody that would love to just take somebody out?
Oh, I would love it. I think that'd be great. I mean, we used to clear benches every single series when I was in Atlanta with either the Nationals or the Marlins. Anytime Ronald Acuna got hit, it was just like benches clearing war. But by the time the bullpen gets out there, it's over. So it's never fun. I'm like running my hardest.
Yeah.
By the time I get the shortstop, maybe I'm just not fast enough, I think.
Is it like
can't get there in time?
You're looking for the fight, but you're like tired running out there, right? I mean,
exactly.
Do you guys get fined if you're last guy out? Like, you know, in hockey, it's third man in the fight.
Yeah.
In the third man, you're getting kicked. But what about, like, in baseball? You got to run your ass off to get to the fight.
Agreed. If you get hurt or you're last one there, immediate fine in the locker.
Wow. I love it. Now, are you a pretty good fighter? Do you think you could handle up when you get out?
I don't know. You know, I have a bunch of brothers growing up, so I can scrap a little bit. I got a lot of heart. So I don't know if I'm a good fighter, but I got a lot of heart.
So you got heart. You love hockey and soccer and baseball. What all did you play growing up?
I played football, soccer, and baseball growing up.
And you threw it a lot better than you ran, I suppose. Is that what we learned there? How good were you at soccer and football?
Yeah, that's kind of where we were at. Soccer actually was my main sport all the way to, like, my senior year when I actually got, like, some scholarships to play baseball. But I was a full soccer go guy most of my high school career.
Okay, well, since you're a soccer guy, real quick, because I get mad on our show all the time. I'm getting sick of being beat by Ghana every year. What does our U.S. team need to do? Trinidad Tobago will take us down in a heartbeat. What do we need to do here?
I just don't know if we produce enough good soccer players.
That's
I don't
good,
know
that's
why.
Good point.
I don't
good
understand point. It.
We need a big son of a gun like you as center back, I think, right now. What would you play?
In high school, I was 160 pounds, so I played like a roaming midfielder to forward.
Nice.
But I did most of my dirty work being like a cherry picking forward. I was like an Erlich Haaland back in the day.
Whoa, there we go.
Very, very physical, very, very physical in the box. I was putting about 80 shots on net, scoring once or twice.
I love it, man.
So if you weren't a baseball player, would you have pursued maybe a pro soccer career?
I don't think my dad tells me there's no chance I would ever made anything out of soccer, but you never know.
So is it true that about the rumors about you trying to get Tyron Smith and Luka Doncic out of the city so you could be the lone 77?
That was orchestrated before I got here. I knew it was going to happen. So I was going to be the only Luke 77. I made sure of it.
What do you think about...
And then I was going to guarantee the first pick in the draft as well.
Perfect. We appreciate you for that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do we... How much talk about these baseballs in Major League Baseball right now? Are they doing dead balls? Are they helping the pitchers out right now?
I have no idea. I mean, thankfully, we have a big yard here in Texas, so I don't think we see... You know what I mean? But like... I mean, Aaron Judge is on pace to set the homer record again, and Cal Raleigh. So I don't think they're that dead. What do they think? 4 feet, it's flying 4 feet less. Mm-hmm. I bet you it changes in the summertime when the humidifiers get dialed in and everything's the same again. So I think it's just kind of a bunch of hearsay.
What's on your pregame playlist, Luke?
I play two songs only currently. That's Pink Pony Club and this song called Hell and Back by Bakar, and the whole team hates it because they call me DJ Repeat because I just play the same two songs.
Do you have aux cord privileges in the clubhouse?
I am actually team DJ somehow. I don't know how that happened, but somehow I am, and everyone just yells at me. It's more like people just yelling at me to change the song.
Yeah, it can't
be. I don't even know. I'm not a good DJ. I'm the only one, I think, with the idea of how to work Bluetooth.
Yeah, it can't be your personality. That's no fun at all right now. I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, on game day, you can only have a Zen pouch or a cup of coffee. What do you choose?
Copenhagen Wintergreen and black coffee, a little pour over.
That's cool. Okay, so you got to have both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's natural. That's diet.
I'm sure you're aware, Luke, that the Creed thing pulled this group together in 2023. I don't know who was in charge of being the clubhouse DJ at that point, but do you have anything cooked up to try to galvanize the guys or anything you're rallying around currently?
You know, I think that's I think the DJ spot was open when I got here was part of why. So I don't know who did it previous to me. And to rally the troops right now, I think I've gotten most people to enjoy Pink Pony Club.
Nice.
And that's really going to, it's more of just converting them to finally liking the music I like. I don't think I'm not going to, it's adapt or die in my situation here.
I love it. Stay strong.
Have you guys heard Pink Pony Club? I don't know. What's that song sound like, Luke?
I would sing it for you, but I got a feeling that's going to get used in the clubhouse if I attempt to sing it on this phone.
That'd be good for the vibes, though.
Yeah, they're not in here, thankfully. One day I'll do a solo for you guys.
Perfect. Right, we would appreciate that. Obviously, being the vibes leader, does that mean that do you feel like you lead the team in like attaboy butt slaps? Get the guys going a little bit?
You know what? I'm not really much of a physical toucher. I'm more of a verbal guy. So I do most of my cheering in very negative, harsh, mean ways. And I think that's more of the loving. It comes over as loving over time.
How's our guy Jock Peterson doing, by the way?
Oh, Jocko.
Yeah.
Well, we're checking in on him. We're making sure his card game is... He's getting lackluster, so I'm assuming he's sharpening up. But he's on the bike currently right now.
Oh, you don't say.
So maybe he's gonna come back like Captain America.
Has he found the weight room yet?
We know how much of a workman he is.
Yeah, he's gonna come back and he's gonna hit 400. I already got a feeling.
Let's go. Hey, what are you eating out here in the DFW?
You know, the other day I went to Javier's, which I heard.
Oh, good staple. Call.
Yeah.
How'd you like the green sauce? You like that green sauce?
Dude, fantastic. Yeah. I walked in very skeptical. I thought I was looking like a dark Ruby Tuesdays. The food was fire.
Well, you're the man, Luke. I feel like we could do this all the way up to first pitch, but we'll let you go. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Always. Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Been a blast.
There he goes. Luke Jackson.
Thanks.
Hell yeah.
What right a guy.
On your home of the Rangers, 105. I mean, that's got to take the cake. That's the winner, right?
That's a winner.
Sean Armstrong was great last week. I mean, we've had a blast talking with these guys, obviously. You know, our guy Asuna as well was money. So thanks to Rich Rice for setting that up. And thanks to Luke Jackson for joining us here. Brought to you by Global Life for over 125 years. Global Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Global Life, make tomorrow better. And we're going to hit the expressway when we get back here in the nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.